old girl's seen better days. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So this barn has been here for 3,000 years. Okay, I'm just estimating on the age. But it's been a long time, and as you can tell, it has seen better days. It is no longer in use, really. There's just some old, I think there's some old plows in there, and it's really just, we just got it kind of gated off to keep the cows out of it, but it's not really that effective because I saw some in it the other day. Yeah, the only reason it hasn't been torn down yet is my oldest sister wants some of the barn wood, I think, for a project, so I'm kind of waiting on that, I think, and then I think it's going to be torn down. Typically around here, we repurpose barns. So we've got an old dairy barn, old milking barn up here, that we're going to turn into a feed room. That's the plan for it. Hoping to do that this next year, a little project. But, I mean, typically don't waste stuff like that. But this is just kind of too far gone to reuse. So, you know, I've spent some time in the last few years in some repurposed barns. It's kind of a new fad going on right now to repurpose barns into event centers. As a matter of fact, I've done quite a few weddings, officiated quite a few weddings in barns, in old barns that have been redone. And a couple of years ago, did a wedding for a former youth group guy and his new bride in an old barn, and officiated their wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. It was in December, so we were freezing to death, but it was a beautiful wedding in a barn that they didn't, this farm didn't need anymore, and so they thought, hey, we'll continue to crank some revenue out of this barn, and so there we go. And they turned it into a wedding venue right outside of Greenbrier, beautiful little place. Hey, girl, here's old tripod, everybody. There's Red. So, kind of reminds me of an idea that Peter got at in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 when he said that we've all got a gift. God has given all of us, He's wired all of us with a gift, and our job is to employ those gifts in service to one another. That was an amen, if you're wondering. So, we've all got jobs that God has given us, and those jobs are rooted in our gifts. He's wired us. He's built us with certain abilities and talents within us that other people don't have. We've got gifts within us, and He's called us to use those gifts to build up other people, to serve others. So let me just ask you today, what are you using your gifts and your talents for? Are they to build yourself up? Or that to build up your own kingdom? Yeah, keep amening, sister. I need all the help I can get. Or are they to serve others? See, we all have a use. We all have a purpose. So my question today is, what are you using your gift to accomplish? Hey, I really appreciate you joining me today. I appreciate you joining me today, Red. Coming up here and getting on the camera and hollering like that. I mean, you just wanted some loving. I get it. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it, especially you with that bum leg. You know, you never know where we'll drop the tailgate, pull up and have a chat. So I appreciate you joining me today as we've pulled up here and she's gone. And join us next time. You never know where we'll do this. Until then, I love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.